We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. Until now we were talking about a Isha who develops a Mum. So if the Mum is from before they get married and the Ish did not see it, the sentence of Mekach Tayyus. But if it develops afterwards, we say, tell the Ish, it's your problem, because Tach Vasadeu, and if you want to give a get, you have to give a Ksuba, because it's considered, you know, your loss that she got a Mum. What about the case where the Ish develops a Mum? If the ish developed a mum, we don't force him to give a get because we assume that she could handle the mum. By small mumin, we force him to give a get, and but avada, she gets a ksuba because we said there's no such thing as tach vasadeu by Isha. Like Taptai speaks out that you don't say, oh, that he developed this big mum is like the Isha's loss. There's no such thing as Stach Vasadeo because the Ish is not considered the property of the Ishta. And therefore, the Stach Vasadeo means your thing you bought went bad. But here, it's not something that she buys. Really, he always buys the Isha. So there's no idea of Stach Vasadeo. It was the Karandar Abanan that we force him to give a get when it's a big mum and she can't live like that. We'll see what a big mum is. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he holds that by mum Aktanim, you don't force him to give a get. By mum Aktanim, you force him to give a get. But she gets a ksuba, even though you're forcing him still, she gets a ksuba. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Rav Yehuda Tani Noldu, Chieva Rav Tani Hoyu. We're going to Tanakama. Tanakama says, Ein Kaifin Oisai Lahitzi. That's what it says, Ein Kaifin Oisai Lahitzi. You don't force him to give a get. So Yehuda says, Noldu. Chieva Rav says, Hoyu, which means it's there from before. Samandama Noldu, Kolshken Hoyu, the Kasav Rekibla. The Manama says, Noldu, that the Lach is Ein Kaifin Lahitzi. Kol shekain hayu, because the kasav rabbi kibla, because she saw it and she was meichlet. A man dama hayu, but the man whose girl is hayu, that means dafka by hayu we say in kaifin lahitzi. Aval noldu, but if it develops afterwards loy, we will force him to give a get. Even by mumin aktanim, what's the reason? Because we assume now that maybe it's too hard for her, and therefore if it develops afterwards, we force him to give a get. So there's a machlekes here. How do we garis noldu oy hayu? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Omer learned in the Mishnah. Omer Shemir Gamliel, Medvam Murum Magtanim. Av Muma Gdailim Kaifin Ois Lahoitzi. So it says in our Mishnah, that Rav Shemir Gamliel, at the end of the Mishnah, is Mechalakti Muma Gtanim Muma Gdailim. So Bishlaman Dema Noldu, if he goes in the Reisha, the case was developed afterwards. So Haidu Shani Ben Gdailim Magtanim. So you understand Rav Shemir Gamliel, the Tanakama says if it develops afterwards, you're still in Kaifin Ois Lahoitzi. Rav Shemir Gamliel says it depends. If it's Muma Gtanim, you don't. But Muma Gdailim, you're forced to give a get. But if we're going on a case of Hayu that was there from before, and the reason why the Tanakama was in Kaifin Oisa Lahoitzi is because she saw it and she was Makabalit, Elaman of Hayu, Mali Gedoyle Malik Tanim. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel being Machalik to Gedoyle Malik Tanim? The reason why the Tanakama is saying in Kaifin Oisa Lahoitzi is because she saw and she was Makabal. So what's the difference in the size of the mum? So for the Gemara, let's read it. Malik Malik Tanim, it's over Kibla. And the Gemara, Kesfura he shechel a kabel, va'achshu shechel a kabel. That when it's a ketanim, it's there, she was a kabel. When it's a big mum, she could say, she thought she would be able to handle it, but mice now she can't handle it, and that's why she was mechalek between a big mum and a small mum. Now what are big mumen? Ve'elu hei mumen gedoylem. Pirish v'shem v'gamil, going, this was Enoi, he came blind, or nikta yodoi, his hand got chopped off, and this was Raglo, or his foot broke. Those are cases of mumen gedoylem, which according to v'shem v'gamil, the halacha is that you force him to give a get. It means a broken foot that doesn't get better, obviously. Like Nikta Yoda. Itmar Rab Abba by Yaakov Ram Yechon, Halacha Koshim Gamil. We paskin like Rab Shimon Gamil. It sounds like only in this case, you paskin like Rab Shimon Gamil, who holds the Zechil Ti Mumun Tana Mumun Gdailu. Rava Omar Rab Nachman, Rava Sam Shem Rab Nachman, Halacha Kodi Vechom Paz Vechom. Right thing, Mar Akasha, the first Madiyama says, Rabbi Yechon passing of Shimon Gamil. It's mashma, only over here passing of Shimon Gamil. Mir Rabbi Yechon Hachi, Va'omer Rabbi Bachan of Yechon, there's a klal rule that Rabbi Bachan of Shimon Yechon, Bechamokim Shoshon of Shimon Gamil. Anytime we have Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamil, B'mishusenu, in our Mishnayis, Halacha Kamoy, so we passing like him, Chutz, besides the three cases, Me Orev, V'tzidon V'rayach Reina. Orev is a sugya in Get Poshut, in Mesech Basra, Tzidon is a sugya in Misha Chazu, in Gittin, and Raya Achroina, there's two Mishnayis in Sahedrin talking about Rayas. This is the second one. Hakaponim, Everybody else is passing on Shimon Gamliel. So what do you have to say here? Halacha k'r Shimon Gamliel. That's the klal all over the place. So it's a steer to Rabbi Yechanan. One Rabbi Yechanan Mashma only over here, halacha k'r Shimon Gamliel. The other one says that the klal, the rule is always passing on Shimon Gamliel. So Mar says, you're right. I'm a Rabbi Ninu, believe Rabbi Yechanan. It's two Amroyim. What Rabbi Yechanan holds, Takam Achlekes Amroyim, what Rabbi Yechanan held. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Ve'elu shekoyf nois lahitzi. The following mumin, everyone agrees that even for the Tanakama, since it's very ma'ush, everyone agrees that you moitzi, you force him to give a get. If he has this mum, he develops this mum, you force him to give a get. What are these things, these mumin, these things that are mias that we force him to give a get? Mukashrin, if it develops, it becomes a mukashrin, a type of sickness that's pretty mias. Or baal palipas, we've seen in the Gemara what that means. Vamakamet, the Gemara also explains what makamet means. Vamatsarap nechoshes, the Gemara explains what that means. Vaborsi means someone who works with leather. Bein shahoyu achalei nesu, or bein mishinesu naldu. Sai, if it was there from before they got married, which means she knew about it, and still the lacha is a kremel hasi, and sai, if it developed afterwards. Vakulna rameir, and on all these rameir says, afi shahistima, even though he made a tenai before the kedushin, he said, by the way, I do this. Still, she could be chayze. Yecholei he shetayim asivura ha'isi. I thought she needed chayle kabel. I thought I was able to handle it. V'achshu niyechle kabel. Now I can handle it. V'chomayim no. Chomayim she was mekabel tonight. Mekabel si al karcha. Then she has to stay married. Chos mukashchin mpeish ma'akasa. Besides mukashchin, which he gets, the ma'akasa means he falls apart. He gets worse. And that shikataina that you know I married the mukashchin. The way he was when I got married to him, but now he's getting worse every time. Like Rashi explains, Tashvish is kashaloi. Rashi on base, but I says that Tashvish is hard for him, and every time he has Tashvish, he gets even more sick. So therefore, she could say I couldn't handle that. The other because since he's getting harmed, maybe that's the reason why she might see. Ma'aseh v'tzidam v'borsi yachad. There's a story in tzidam with a certain borsi, which is someone who works with leather. It's called tanner. Echad shemeis. One Borsi died, and his brother also was a Borsi. Now, she was happily married to this Borsi. So now she felt the Yibum, we should say, oh, let him do Yibum with the new Borsi. She doesn't mind Borsis. On Rechami, there's a time she could say, L'achicha yisil yechle kabel. I can handle your brother. L'achicha yisil kabel. You I can't handle already. The Rosh Hashanah speak out. Maybe the first one had better midos, so it was worth it for her. Shukabalmidas be married, even though he was his job, his davamos, but who said the brother he can handle? So I think Gemara. So we saw a different mukashchin and baal palipas and mekamets. What's baal palipas? So one of you are machlekes. My baal palipas. One of you don't mishmul. Reyach achaitim. He has a bad smell coming out of his nose. Masita tana reyach apeh. He has bad breath. Rav Asi masni ipcha. Rav Asi says the opposite. Shmuel is the one who says reyach apeh. And the masnita it says reyach achaitim. Now how do you remember which one's who? Umarach bas simano Shmuel pasek mi pume mekule pirkin. The simon was that Shmuel did not stop talking about this parak. This parak was always shagur b'fiv, always talked about parak hamadir, and that's remember peh Shmuel. That's remember reyach peh. That's Wamshan Rashi. Yeah, v'amekamitz, my mekamitz. What does mekamitz mean? You know what mukashchin about plipas? What does mekamitz mean? Amar Rav Yehuda zeh mekabitz tzoyas klavim. Someone who gathers tzoyas klavim is called mekamitz. Rashi says, Lo yidati matzarek, or after why gathering tzoyas klavim? Then he says he has pshat, and Ashkenazi saw that they soak the clothing in tzoya 1 or 2 days in order to get it clean. So that's why this guy's job was to collect the tzoyas klavim. Meisim, Asher Kasha, from a brisa that says, Mekametz zeh borsi. That Mekametz is a leather, tanner, works with leather. So how can you say Mekametz is a Mekametz tzoyas klavim? It says in the brisa it's a borsi. What do you mean? That's a kasha. Tikshi lach masistim. It says in our Mishnah, mekametz v'ametzarf nechoyishes v'aborsi. It says borsi in the Mishnah and mekametz. So obviously our Mishnah already holds mekametz, not borsi. So Mar says, no, that would be Mishnah. Mishnah masistim like kasha. That both mean a borsi. Mekam borsi gadol, mekam borsi katan. There's a borsi gadol and a borsi katan. Which means that there's a small guy who does tanning. So he, not only is he a borsi, he's an oni also. So we would think maybe dafka borsi katan, you force him to give a get because the wife can't handle borsi katan. Not only does he have a miyastika job, but he doesn't even make money. But maybe a guy who's a big time garbage man, he's a big time borsi. Maybe him I can handle. Kamash on the Mishnah, no, both borsis I can't. That's the Mishnah. And Rav Yehuda Kasher, who says mekametz means that, so it's shver. So Gemara says Tanoi, it's Chalik Tanoi, I'm telling you what the Brayis, Mekamet Zaburzi, V'yashayim Rimzeh Mekamet Tzoyez Klavim, someone gathers a Tzoyez Klavim, so Takas Chalik is Tanoi, and what Mekamet means. V'amitzaref Nechoyesh Vaburzi, what's Mitzaref Nechoyesh? V'amitzaref Nechoyesh, also V'machalik is. Ravashi Omar Chashli Dudi, someone who smoothes out the Nechoyeshes in order to make pats. That's what he does. He makes pots out of copper and he smooths it out. That's his smelly job. Rabbi Chana Mazem Echate Nechoyesh Mikro. He mines Nechoyeshes. He cuts out, chisels out Nechoyeshes from its source. Tanik of Asay, the Rabbi Chana is a Mitzarev. Zem Echate Nechoyesh Mikro. Someone who chisels out Nechoyeshes from its source. Zog Tumar Avaita. Omar Rab. Ha'imir, someone says, Eini Zon Min Mefana. Says, I am not supporting my wife. The halacha is, you force him to give a get with a ksuba. Yet a ksuba. That's what Rav said this memra. Also Rav Elazar, almost Shmaitse came to Shmuel. Rav Elazar heard this from Rav, from his Rebbe. He went to say in front of Shmuel. Omar, Shmuel said to him, Achsu Sari Elazar. They fed barley to Elazar, which means they basically fooled you, told you this halacha. Because why are you doing that? Once you're forcing him, you bring in the forcing card to force him to give a get, force him to give him a Zionist. Oh, so that's what Rav says. Rav holds in on Dorim Nachash Kifa. You don't live together with a snake and a kifa. You know, you maybe could tame the Nachash a few days, but you don't want to live like that all your life. It's not going to work. Comes out like Rav and Shmuel. Kisolik Rav Zera Ashkel Rav Yomer Yafes. The other comes made the Rav Asi the Rav Yechanan. He said over the same memra. He found Rav Yomer Yafes saying over the same memra of Rav saying the same Rav Yechanan that. That you're forced to give a get. Amalei alda achsu sair elazav b'bavel. On this, they fed barley to elazav b'bavel. Basically, saying that you don't pass like this. Like why are you saying over the same time memra? They already stick a slug up his memra. They held that once you're forcing him to do that, you should force him to give mizaynus already instead of forcing to give a get. That's what you could have done already. Yeah. Zot gemara vayta. I'm saying it seems like a pasuk like that you talk to force him to, instead of forcing him to give a get, you force him to give a mezainus. You force him to give a mezainus. Okay. So let's think about Ravaita. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Asi, Eima Asim El Apsulot. So you only force Gittin for a apostle. And the Rashi and Madura comment says, also by Mumun, it's coming Lafuke something else. Coming Lafuke, if someone doesn't have children for 10 years, you don't force to give a get there. Let's see it inside. Eim asmel apsulos. Kiam risik amei deshmuel amar. What's an example of psulos? You're going amano who married a kohen gadol. It's type of seduction. You force them to give a get. The grusha achlutz a kohen hediot. Also a grusha achlutz a kohen hediot, which is also you force them to give a get. Mamzeres mesina li yisrael. Mamzeres mesina who's not married yisrael. Also you force them to give a get. Even though it's type of seduction. Bat yisrael mesina mamzer. Avon nasi isha. But if you married to someone, you married 10 years, you don't have children, Lyalda, ain't kaifness. You don't force them to give a get. Even though it's a mitzvah, the raisa, puruvu, we don't force on that. And the reason is because really he can marry another wife. He keep his wife, marry another wife, you don't force him to give a get. Even though if he's going to be married to his wife, he probably won't marry another wife, but we don't force him to give a get. Rav Tafklifa, Rav Vima, Mashmuel argues, he holds a fill, Nazis, Yachanim, Lyalda kaifness. He argues, he says, that if you marry 10 years and you don't have any children, you do force to give a get. We know that the Tshuvas HaRivash, who lived like 700 years ago, already was Mesakin, that we don't do this anymore. That even someone doesn't have children, you're not forcing them to give a get. But in the beginning of the Gemara, if someone doesn't have children 10 years, you force them to give a get. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Elish Krebnei Slohaitzi, the following, you're forced to be Maitzi, Mukashchin, Ba Pulipas. So Bishlam L'Rav Asi, who says that Eim Asim El Lepsulois. So we understand why the Mishnah didn't enumerate a monarch and Godol and Grusha was going to head it. Why? There are Bonon Ketani. It says there are Bonons. But the Rice are like Ketani. El Rav Tachliv Ravimei. Why didn't it say the case, which is there are Bonon, listening, Nasa Isho Vashal Ima Esashon Leoldok Kaifanai. So why didn't it mention that case? It mentioned all the Kaifanai. So it's not figure of Asi. It's only mentioning there are Bonons, not their Rices. The Loch of Grusha was going to head, that's the Rice. It only mentioned there are Bonons. But according to the other man, the Yama, Rav Tachlif Rav Imai, who holds that you, by even us, you have to give a get. So why didn't it mention that? Rav Nachman Kasha, Haba Mili, Haba Shuti. Our Mishnah only talking about things you use a stick for. Mashenke, other things you force Bamili, which is Puruvu, you only force Bamili. And just want to speak out. The Rashi says, why midaraisa, they don't have to give a get by Nasi Isha, like we spoke out, because if to take another wife, that's why it's only midarabanan. Even if you hold that you have to divorce a wife, it's only midarabanan when not having children 10 years. The Mara says, the reason why we mention it is because, haba mila haba shuti. Maskar Rav Abba, it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, v'dvarim lo yivos der eved, words don't help to force the eved. You always need sticks. So what's the chilek? Back to that, why not Mishlei mention the case of and I haven't children 10 years? Both are talking about that you're forced with a shuti. Hasam over there, Kiamrina Havina Bahadeh Shafkila. By our Mishnah, if she says, I am willing to stay married, you let her. Haka here, by now having children, Avagav the Umrah Havina Bahadeh, even though she says, I'm fine with it, Lo Yishakilo, don't let her stay married. Freit the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, even if she agrees, we say Mukashkin, even if she's masking, the law is you're forced to give a get. So and so it still mentions it. So same thing like Puravu. So why don't we always say the case of not having children also? We just said we don't mention and count the case of not having children. Why not? Because there even she agrees we don't allow. By Mukashkin also even she agrees we don't allow. So you see, we do mention those cases. So why do we mention the case of Puravu? So the Gemara, Hasam ki Amra, Darina Bade Basadi, there by Mukashkin, she says, I'll stay married with Edim to make sure we don't get close to each other. Then Shafkila, we let her. We let her stay married because there's not going to be dangerous if they don't get together. Haqa, Afghan of the Umrah, Darina Bade Basadi, here, even she says, I'll stay married with Edim, Lashafila, we don't let her because we want him to get remarried in order to have children. So therefore, it's different. That case, why it doesn't mention Puravu case, because that case, if she says she wants to stay, she cannot stay. Now, I just want to mention one more thing that we said by the Rabbanans, that you mentioned the case of the Rabbanans. So the Shaila is, why didn't it say a case of Shniyos, the Rabbanans? Shniyos, the Arayis, why didn't it say that case? So the Rosh asked the Kasha, and the Rosh says that Shniyos, Shniyos means a certain Arayis, the only Rabbanans. Why didn't I mention in that case, that's the Rabbanan? So the Rosh says that's like a deraisa, and the Kamasala explains it's like the deraisa because our Mishnah cases where the Rabbanon with geizer out zera to make a get. There by Shniyos, the Rabbanon was that's Issa Arayis, but now the reason why you have to give a get is because of the Isser Shabbai. Because of the Isser Shabbai, the Issa Arayis Shabbai, that's why it doesn't mention it in our Mishnah because it's like a deraisa.